My first suggestion is that you fix that fucking stutter, Roland said, and then turned around, amazed. Patrick had collapsed to the snow, holding his belly and voicing great, blurry cries of laughter. Oi danced around him, barking, but Oi was harmless. This time, there was no one to steal Patrick's joy. It belonged only to him, and to those lucky enough to hear it. 13. In the woods beyond the plowed intersection, back toward what Bill would have called the Bads, a shivering adolescent boy, wrapped in stinking, half-scraped hides, watched the quartet standing in front of Dandolo's hut. Die, he thought at them. Die. Why don't you all do me a favor and just die? But they didn't die, and the cheerful sound of their laughter cut him like knives. Later, after they had all piled into the cab of Bill's plow and driven away, Mordred crept down to the hut. There he would stay for at least 2 days, eating his fill from the cans in Dandolo's pantry, and eating something else as well, something he would live to regret. He spent those days regaining his strength, for the big storm had come close to killing him. He believed it was his hate that had kept him alive. That, and no more. Or perhaps it was the tower, for he felt it too, that pulse, that singing. But what Roland and Susanna and Patrick heard in a major key, Mordred heard in a minor. And where they heard many voices, he heard only one. It was the voice of his red father telling him to come, telling him to kill the mute boy and the blackbird bitch and especially the gunslinger out of Gilead, the uncaring white daddy who had left him behind.